This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello from CNN. I'm Anna Sterla with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, December 15th. Videos have emerged on social media of Israeli soldiers in Gaza burning food, ransacking private homes, destroying civilian property, and using racist and hateful language. The Israel Defense Forces condemned the soldiers' behavior when asked by CNN, saying they would be punished. Many of the videos appear to be posted on social media by the soldiers themselves. More than 18,500 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Gaza since the start of the war. That's according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health. The Prime Minister of Belgium says European Union leaders will ask Israel to show maximum restraint in Gaza to help protect civilians, saying it must respect international humanitarian law. Sources tell CNN that at the tail end of Donald Trump's presidency, a very important binder of highly classified material went missing. Filled with information tied to Russia's interference in U.S. elections, the binder was kept in a locked safe at CIA headquarters. The binder was last seen at the White House, and in the last hours of the Trump presidency, the original, unredacted version went missing. Katie Bo Lillis is part of the team that broke the story.
Trump had spent years trying to declassify material that he said would prove that his claims that the Russia investigation was a hoax. And this intelligence was part of a massive collection of documents that he ordered brought to the White House.
U.S. officials haven't confirmed or denied any intel is missing. And speaking of the Trump presidency, his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is once again trying to get his election interference case moved from state to federal court. A judge has already said no. But Meadows is appealing the decision in a Georgia court today. His lawyers argue that he was working for the government, and so his case should be handled in a federal court. But the last judge ruled that his actions were related to political activities. CNN's Zach Cohen is outside the courthouse.
The hopes are, by moving it to federal court, Meadows thinks he might have a chance to get the entire case against him dismissed. And so Meadows not only has the best case of the 15 co-defendants remaining in this case, but he's also a test case. Really, the ruling here and ultimately the decision, if he loses and appeals to the Supreme Court, the decision will impact several other co-defendants who are also trying to get their cases moved to federal court.
Cinnamon applesauce pouches that made dozens of children sick may have been intentionally contaminated with lead. That's what the FDA has told Politico. The agency says it's still investigating the who and the how, but so far signs are pointing to someone in the supply chain carrying out a, quote, intentional act. There have been at least 65 reports of illnesses linked to the puree pouches sold under the Wanabana, Weiss, and Schnucks brands, all in children under 6. The manufacturers of the recalled products say they're setting up a program to reimburse healthcare costs for anyone who got sick. And the FDA told Politico it will work to find the person responsible and hold them accountable. America's largest credit union rejected a lot more mortgage applications from black borrowers than white ones. More on that next.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Navy Federal Credit Union rejected more than half of applications submitted by black people trying to get a conventional mortgage last year. It's the largest credit union in the U.S., and CNN analysis shows it also has the largest disparity of any major lender between approvals for white borrowers versus black borrowers. The union lends to military service members and veterans, and data from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau showed it approved more than 75% of white applicants in 2022. Compared to less than 50% of black applicants. A spokesperson for Navy Federal Credit Union claims the analysis, quote, does not accurately reflect our practices because it did not account for the things taken into consideration to approve a loan, like credit scores and cash deposits. But the analysis found the disparity remains even among white and black applicants who had similar incomes and debt-to-income ratios. That's all for now. I'm Anna Sterla. Our next episode drops at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.